We don't need to remember everything. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Torsa Gozal, assistant professor of English at California State University, Sacramento, examines why forgetting may be a good thing from time to time.
Is there value in forgetting? Brain games, health tips, and apps touted to solve our memory problems abound in the 21st century. Any exercise or application claiming to improve memory operates with certain assumptions about what memory is. They also automatically value remembering. But is remembering an essential good and forgetting necessarily a pathology? One place to look for answers to these questions is stories. Stories produce and circulate beliefs about how minds work and help us recognize the role of historical contingencies in dramatically altering our attitudes to cognitive functions. Take, for instance, Jorge Luis Borges' story Funes de Memorias, first published in 1942, in which the titular character remembers everything, forgets nothing. Funes' memory is described by the narrator as a perfect storage retrieval technology. Such a description aligns with the view that the human memory is like an archive, a commonplace view in the Western culture. The understanding of human memory as an archive also guided early cognitive scientific and artificial intelligence research. Currently, though, the view that biological memory is a storage retrieval technology that can be perfected is questioned across many disciplines, including the cognitive sciences. Contemporary literature also participates in the questioning. Stories ideate about memory in the aftermath of present-day social and environmental crisis. For example, Lance Olson's Theories of Forgetting, a 2014 novel concerned with climate change, collages news clips, scraps, and images to present forgetting as a deliberate process rather than a fault in storage retrieval technology. Forgetting habits that have led to environmental crisis emerges as necessary for context attunement through the story.
That was Torsa Gozal of California State University, Sacramento. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.